Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
28443.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Donna Teeple.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please, ma'am?
318 Masters Lane, Hampstead, North Carolina, 28443.
Thank you. So locate an account for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. How can I assist you today?
What? I have no idea what this is. I've seen it on my charge account.
Did you do a survey for Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
I might have, but I don't ever remember giving them any of my...
Okay. Did
I
you do
never
a,
give my credit card.
Did you do a sweepstake for like a Dyson vacuum cleaner, iPad Pro, or a Instapot or iPhone 12?
No, I don't use iPhone, and I already have an Instapot.
Okay, and do you remember doing a survey?
Not really.
Okay. So what I can
do
is
somebody got my account. Okay. Sorry.
You can talk, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I said I don't know if it was just somebody got my account information and I need to call the credit card company or, I mean, I don't remember doing a survey. Most of the surveys that I do are from like receipts and stuff, not anything just random online.
Yeah, so I can go ahead and get you sent over to the fraud department. Could you hold for one moment, please?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay, ma'am? I'm trying to find someone from the fraud department. Thank you for holding.
Okay.
I'm still here, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So I do have someone from the fraud department that is available to speak with you at this moment. Before I do transfer you over, I just would want to know, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thank you.
You're welcome, and I do want to say thank you for calling customer care, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and please hold for the fraud department.
Thanks.
You're welcome.